I pushed past him with my family, but the photographer snapped off several invasive pictures, including single shots of Damon and Janny. "Don't print a single picture of my family." I turned to Truscott. "Or what?" he asked, standing defiantly with his hands on his hips. "Do not put my family's pictures in your magazine. Do not." Then I yanked away the photographer's camera and took it with me. Chapter 37.
Late that same day, the storyteller was driving north on the 405 to San Diego Freeway, which was moving okay at about 40 or so, and he was working over his hate list in his mind. Who did he want to do next? Or if not next, before this thing wound down and he had to stop killing or be caught? Stop. Just as suddenly as it had begun. The end. Finished. Story over. He made a scribbly note in a small pad he always carried in the front door pocket. It was difficult to write as he drove, and his car edged a little out of its lane. Suddenly some mook to the right sat on his horn and stayed on it for several seconds. He glanced over at a black Lexus convertible, and there was this total moron screaming at him, "Fuck you, asshole! Fuck you!" and giving him the finger. The storyteller couldn't help himself. He just laughed at the red-faced idiot in the other car. The jerk was so out of it. If he only knew who he was going postal at, this was hilarious. He even leaned over toward the window on the passenger side, and his laughter apparently made the nutcase even angrier. "You think it's funny, asshole? You think it's funny?" the guy screamed.